Greg Fleet is on board today. I know you love a bit of old-style British classic comedy.
Ooh, matron.
What was your favourite, do you think?
Oh, I think it'd have to be On the Buses.
Oh, right.
Go easy, Blakey, it's just a couple of birds.
I just could never believe how you're in the gloomiest town in England and there's just so many Swedish au pair girls hanging out with bus drivers.
Bus drivers with, like, teeth that make mine look really cool. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, my teeth are very wrong. But they're like, hey, go easy, mate, what's happening? And just with, like, two of the hottest chicks you've ever seen in your life hanging off them. Yeah, and they're earning, like, 25p a week as a bus driver. But, you know, so they would get bored with how much kind of, like, incredibly vigorous Swedish sex they were having, because that's what English bus drivers do too much of.
But look, we had one running for years called All Me Plums.
Oh, my favourite.
If people don't remember it, it was basically a series of unlikely groin injuries in polite society. Oh. What have you written down there?
Oh, there's just some of the other shows.
Yeah, what did you come up with?
There was one called Just a Couple of Birds, which was spin off of On the Buses. And the other show that these producers, who produced
All Me Plums.
All Me Plums, the big success for them was called Core, That's Me Ghoulie.
Which was just the one ghoulie.
Yeah. That was part of the hero. It was like about a guy in a town who only had one ghoulie. And of course, everyone made fun of him and stuff. But he'd always get up to singular ghoulie based hijinks.
Look, that's so tasteless and so immature. We'd never do anything like that now.